CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to CPA After Dark. I'm your host, Kristen Graham. I am an entrepreneur, a small business owner, professional athlete, and I'm here with Marit, my personal CPA, and can I call you a speaker? You're like officially a speaker now.
Yeah, and I'm a business owner as well, just like you. And you forgot to say you're also a real estate investor.
I am. I am that too. We wear many hats. We both wear many hats.
We do. That's actually a perfect way to kick off this episode because we're going to be talking about
wearing more hats.
Yeah, wearing more hats, side hustles.
And I think
I was going to say, I think what spurred it was the fact that, you know, we wear many hats because of needing or in this economy, needing slash wanting multiple income streams. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, you know, Kristen and I were thinking about, we were talking about inflation and the economy and how hard it is for everybody lately to make ends meet. Even if you have a really good job, you still might find yourself having a hard time making ends meet. And this is where side hustles come in. They're becoming a lot more popular. I read, you know, that small businesses started to boom during COVID and after. Yes. And so we pulled some side hustles for you today that we're going to talk about a little bit more.
It's so funny too, because me and Chris, we love Shark Tank. We watch it all the time. And recently we've been watching a lot of episodes from like right around the pandemic. And it was like, well, this side hustle started and, you know, it was just a side hustle. And then look what we did. And all these people talk about like the pandemic, pre-pandemic, where they were at, post-pandemic, where they were at. Some businesses really spiked and did really awesome during the pandemic, while others, if they needed, you know, like in-person connection, didn't do as well because social distancing. So that was really interesting. So now we're like 4 years post-pandemic and with inflation being so high and everybody needing a little bit more money to fund their household, here lies the top side hustles for 2024.
Yeah. And you might want to consider it. And hopefully this sparks some creativity for our listeners, because I've been keeping up with the inflation rates and the trends, and they're still rising. They haven't gone down yet. So, you know, maybe think about a side hustle. They're kind of fun. So we'll go over a couple things that we pulled out and we'll discuss them. And the first one that we wanted to talk about, because it's number one on the list, is to monetize a YouTube channel. And this is perfect for us to talk about a little bit more, because Kristen has a much larger YouTube channel than this one. She's a YouTube, she knows all about it. And what do you think about this website saying a great side hustle for you to start today to get more income would be to just simply just monetize a YouTube channel?
It's so funny, because monetizing your YouTube channel, it's not instant gratification. So if you want instant gratification, don't start a podcast, which is also on the list. Don't start a YouTube channel, because it's going to take a while for you to get enough views and enough subscribers. Like, all that stuff matters. You don't just like go in, post an epic video and get monetized. It just doesn't happen. Now, all the content that you post from day one, when you eventually do get monetized, you'll start, you know, you're able to monetize even the videos that were out before you were able to monetize, if that makes sense. But you're not making money. You're not getting a paycheck from YouTube, which is actually Google AdSense. You're not making any actual substantial income until you hit the subscriber goal, which is 1,000, I believe. And then I think it's 4,000 hours in a 365-day period. Which also means if you had one video go like kind of viral in the beginning and it takes you a little bit more than a year to get, you know, your hours in, that time starts to drop off too. So you have to get that time stamp in, those hours in a 365-day period. So it's a little bit difficult, unless you're like a big celebrity and everybody is going to just go in and jump on it, which they're not the ones looking for the new side hustle, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, please,
they're a little really beyond the side hustle.
Yeah. And when she says hours, she's talking about watch hours.
Yes. Right? Yes, watch hours. Actually,
looked up how to get watch hours right, like what's entailed in that, because I'm actually really glad, Kristen, that you broke it down, because you know I'm still learning what we need to do to eventually get monetized. And I know a lot of our viewers are interested in YouTube channels. There's a lot of creative people out there. So just breaking it down and kind of telling them the basics, I think, is going to be really helpful. And I wanted to say, obviously, like I said, I'm still learning, but I Googled how to get more watch hours. And they said that you know, YouTube has certain restrictions in place where they'll be able to tell if you're trying to create more watch hours artificially. So they have different kinds of ways to track where the watch hours are coming from so that you're not artificially inflating them is what they do. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Those watch hours are hard to get. Keeping people's attention these days is not easy. So thank you guys for listening to this and watching this if you are, because you know, I know after 30 seconds, you want to move on. So.
Humans don't have a very large attention span anymore. So
stays. And actually, we can roll that into starting a podcast, which is just a little bit down the list, because, you know, a lot of people want to do that as well. And I recently read some statistics that said, I think it was like 90% of most podcasts fail within the first year. Because like you said, if you're looking to get monetized right away, or you think you could just post a video here and there and kind of make it happen, that's not going to work. It's the same with podcast, as I've learned. You have to be really consistent with your podcast. And, you know, people just kind of, they don't realize at first how much work and how much consistent time and dedication you have to put into it to keep putting the videos out there and actually make it a side hustle. It's not just something you can kind of decide to do one week and then not decide to do for a month and think you're going to get any traction.
Yeah. And like the thing with, I mean, when I first started putting content out on, especially on YouTube, you have to think of it as another avenue where you can like reach out and touch people. Right. So there's like Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and Twitter, which is now X, and all the different apps that we can get into. But for most people, for a lot of people, these are ways to get people into your business, a way to make a connection with people. So when you start a YouTube channel or you start a podcast, the ultimate goal, at least it wasn't for me, was not necessarily to monetize. Yes, YouTube was the first app I think that you could monetize on. And of course, that's a goal. But it's going to be a goal down the road. What you need to focus on in the beginning is that you can put out this content. It's a longer video, and you can reuse the video, multi-purpose the video for Instagram, for, you know, YouTube Shorts, for TikTok videos. And people are learning who you are. They're learning what you're talking about, what your specialty is. They learn basically to know, love, and trust you, which is for your business, which is really, really important. Because let's face it, I'm a nutrition and training coach, but if I wasn't out there, if I wasn't putting out free information throughout, you know, YouTube and Instagram and everything, people aren't going to know what I specialize in. They're not going to know that, you know, I have, you know, that I work with people with nutrition. They don't know that I even take on clients if I don't actually talk about it and talk about my clients and talk about what I'm dealing with, or talk about how to perform certain exercises. I'm just another influencer. When you talk about what you do, even though you might not be making money on it, you might be bringing in clients. You might not even realize it. So you might not necessarily get your Google AdSense revenue, but you might be bringing in clients. Like for Marit with this, with CPA After Dark, she could start bringing in clients. If somebody's interested in working with her, they can reach out and then she can take on new clients. So it's just getting yourself out there and being more visible too. So don't kind of pigeonhole yourself into like, oh my God, I'm not making any money, this isn't worth it, and throw it away. It is worth it. It takes time. But think about all the people that you're touching in the beginning. It's really important.
Yeah, that's great advice. And actually, if, you know, for me, like Kristen mentioned before, I'm getting heavily into public speaking now, which I love. So doing something like this for me is just amazing. I'm like, get me on camera, let me practice speaking in front of people and, you know, putting myself out there. But if that's not your passion, like it is mine, And you would rather create a tangible product, or you want to create a digital product, which another one of the side hustles is sell digital products, or, you know, you can sell, create a clothing line, you know, create and sell your own handmade goods. Those are all on the list. That's really when you're doing your side hustle, is what do you actually enjoy doing? For me, get me speaking. But for someone be like, oh, I like to make, you know, pens with crystals glued to the top or whatever. You can do that. You can start an online store. Shopify will help you create a website and a store to sell your products. You can sell them online. You don't even have to leave your house except for to go ship the items. And then you can have your side hustle, and you can also, like Kristen said, use social media and YouTube to have other, to put yourself out there so that people know who you are. And eventually maybe you can turn your side hustle into your full-time hustle. And really in this day and age, you can do almost all of it without even leaving your house, which is crazy, but it's awesome, especially if you're still working a full-time job, as long as you're committed to, you know, nights or weekends or whatever it takes to start bringing it in. I mean, they have on this list, I can't find it right now, but it's driving, you know, Uber driving or Lyft. That's another good side hustle. But I'm always one to push people to follow their passions. So a good side hustle. But if you are a creator, or, you know, you have other desires and you're at least making ends meet with your regular job, you know, and you don't like, you're not super dependent on a second job, but you know, a side hustle would help me pull in more money, you know, start doing something that you love. And there are so many easy ways to get the platform to sell it. And then, like Kristen said, all of these platforms to also market it for free. It's amazing. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Another one was pet sitting and dog walking. And it's so funny because this past weekend, my daughter actually pet sat and dog walked for one of my neighbors. And they had a hard time finding somebody. They were going to be gone for 2 days. And they live basically across the street. So I got a text asking, now Kylie, my daughter, does knock on doors and ask people if she can walk their dogs for them, which I love it. Little entrepreneur in the making. She is, she's a worker. So she's like, oh, I don't know what to do today. I'm going to go walk people's dogs. And people will literally pay her and give their dogs to her, and she will walk them around the neighborhood. It is so damn cute. But that's actually a side hustle on here. And this weekend, because she has that, you know, reputation in the neighborhood as being good with dogs, she's a good kid, she comes from a good family. So my friend, my neighbor actually reached out and asked if Kylie would walk the dogs, feed the dogs, take care of the dogs. You know, she was back and forth inside the house. I know they left her a list of, you know, four separate times throughout the day that she should go over there. And she was over there 5 and 6 times because she felt bad that the dogs were alone. So that's a really good side hustle too. And a lot of people travel a lot with work and they need somebody to take care of their dogs.
I do. I need to move into your neighborhood because I'm one for my dog.
Yeah,
I'm always moving on family. But I have looked at, I want to say it's rover.com, but there is a website where you can find people, you're right, who will offer to come. They you know, different people with different backgrounds actually put themselves on the website to come stay at your house, and they can do while you're away. If you don't want to take your dog to a boarding facility, like my dog is from a shelter. She's super scared. I feel like putting her in a boarding.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
It would be so traumatic. Yes. So right now I lean on family, but yeah, that is a really good side hustle. And you know, if you don't want to go so far as to put yourself on a random internet website and go to random people, you can with people you know. Because again, I have all these things that I've read, but then I don't remember the actual statistics. Great. I'm a fountain of so-so knowledge. But I read that I don't know how many Americans are dog owners, but it's a lot, right? And a lot of people, dogs are one of the most high maintenance pets. You're right. They need walks. They can't be alone. They need to, you know, it's not like a cat. You can't leave them alone for a week. So yes. That's a good side hustle for her. I wish she was closer to me.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody listening does too now.
So one I just looked at that I think is good to talk about. And I actually just covered this topic in one of the classes I taught last weekend at the Tax and Legal, is starting a drop shipping business, because I think a lot of people don't really know what drop shipping is. So I just want to kind of explain it. So if you are a drop, if you start a drop shipping business, you can basically purchase wholesale products from a company that sells them wholesale, and they will keep it in their warehouse, right? You give them a certificate saying they don't have to charge you sales tax because you're going to resell. So you get the thing set up with the drop shipper, but you don't purchase the products yet. And then when you post them on your own website, a person can come and buy them and pay you your price, right? You mark it up. You collect the sales tax if you're supposed to do that. And then you tell the drop shipper, okay, they just purchased this. Can you mail it out to them? And then I'll pay you, and you pay them the wholesale price and you keep the profit. That's what drop shipping is. And so the drop shipper will just send the products for you. And all you have to do is pretty much have a website with the products, and you don't even ever hold the inventory. So that's on the list, starting a drop shipping business. And you can just Google, you know, best drop shippers, best wholesalers for drop shipping. And I have seen a lot of people start really profitable businesses just by doing that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I like the drop shipping. Oh, and maybe we touch on one more. I just looked, teach fitness classes online.
I know. I was just going to say that one.
That one.
It's funny that that's on there, because I was, again, my daughter, she's home from school, so we have lots of conversations now. But I was just writing programming for one of my clients, and I use an app, and I just recently switched apps. So now when I'm creating a new workout plan, I have to physically, sometimes the movements are in, you know, this database of movements, and I can click, you know, dumbbell curls, and we're good to go. But when I have something that I utilize with my clients that is not in the database, I didn't realize how many movements that I use are not in the database. And I mean, I have names for them, and I know I've seen maybe a couple people do them in the past, but my form of training is so hybrid, if you will, like it's so different, that it's not easy to find in an app. So I have to physically film all of my movements, upload videos into the app so people can see me doing them and see how to do them. So point is, everybody wants to be a, you know, everybody loves the gym. A lot of people love the gym. They would love to take on clients, and that is all great. But this market is very, very saturated. So if you do decide to do the fitness instructor, fitness trainer, online trainer realm, remember, you have to have something a little bit different, just a little bit different. It's really important. Otherwise, you just kind of end up being one in a million. So that, just keep that in mind if you do go that route. It is very rewarding. It is probably the most rewarding thing that I get to do every day. I change people's lives, but it is a very saturated place to start a career, for sure.
Full circle. Which I was going to say, which brings us full circle to what we started talking about at the beginning, which is multiple streams of income.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I hope you guys like that about side hustles.
Yeah. Make sure you're subscribing to CPA After Dark, and we will see you guys next time.